Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name. In the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's Lord. He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, and we have our being. We continue on in this paradigm, in this construct, in this what we have as a waking consciousness, and we look to the Father to lead us, to guide us, to show us what we should be spending the energy, the resource, your attention, your focus on. You know, whatever you give your focus and attention to, that's what grows. So if you give it to your walk and your communication and your communion with God, that's what's going to grow. If you give it to the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this world, then that's what's going to grow. And will choke out the life of God in you, will choke out the Word of God in you. So just depending on where your treasure is, there's your heart that's going to be also. So depending on all of these other things that are around you and how you relate to your life in this world. You know, at every level of every strata of life in this world, you'll have trouble. But take heart, for He, the Lord Jesus Christ, overcame the world, and in Him we overcome. We overcome because we remain in Him. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people want to try to obtain wealth and resource in this world, and but most of the people that have, if you don't have Christ, well, then they're just, you know, it's just more of the same. More money, more problems. That's that one song goes. You know, more of the same, because they multiply a mess. They multiply a problem when they put more on it. So godliness with contentment is great gain. You know, if you can be content in whatever situation you're in, then if you have increase, if you have decrease, whatever it may be, you're okay. So, yes, we trust God. Yes, we look to Him. But you also got to recognize the system that you're in, that you're born into, is a system of slavery, of indebtedness. Okay, you know, the world systems, here's geopolitically larger scale things, world system wise, all of these financial systems of the world are all debt-based systems. And the scriptures talk about that the borrower is servant to the lender. So, you know, it's a system set up of servitude. It's a system set up of slavery. The very foundation of the system, of the debt system, is one of slavery. And so most people, they try to achieve in that system just to be a higher ranking slave, to be the highest ranking slave that you can be inside the system. But it's still a slave system. So, you know, when you come into this world in that system, you're coming into this world in a slave system. You're coming into this world inherently indebted to it. You're coming into this world established essentially without resource and owing. So they would tell you in that system, you come into this world, now you owe, and you come into this world poor. Whereas the truth for the follower of Christ, in Christ Jesus, you're a co-heir with Christ and everything. You're a co-heir of all things because you're part of the family of God. So in Christ, you're inherently wealthy because everything already belongs to you. You have everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, is what the scriptures say. And the scriptures is a much higher authority than anything the world has ever produced. In fact, the scriptures say in the Psalms that thou hast exalted His word even above His name. God, when He says something, that's it. It's done. So when He speaks, When he said, let there be light, there was light. It's done. So when God says, it happens. So that word and the truth of that word is higher than anything that the world would say. So when the world would say you owe, God says it's finished. When the world would say you need to give this up, God would say no, the price has been paid. That's why when the devil was going after Jesus in the temptations, and he was even trying to use a twisting of the scriptures. Doesn't the word say that God will command his angels concerning you so that you won't strike your foot against a stone? So throw yourself off this temple. Make a big show. The misteaching of the word of God. But Jesus came back with the truth of the word of God. It also says, thou shalt not put the Lord thy God to the test. You know, there's so much misteaching of the truth these days. So much twisting and turning of the scriptures to try to get people into a certain type of system, a certain type of way of thinking, a certain twisted gospel that's no gospel at all, that's no truth at all, that's no freedom at all. But that's out there. That's out there. We're having to deal with it. But you'll know the truth, and the truth makes you free. You'll walk in that truth, and that truth will set you free. You will have what you need when you walk in the truth. When you walk in a lie, you're still in that bondage. You might feel good for a little bit, but you're still in bondage. Yeah, it's... You know, once you start walking out a path of freedom, everything in the world is going to come to try to keep you from going that way. And everything in the world is going to come and be offered to you. Now, God is with you, but you still have to go through it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. So you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He's leading you, but you still got to walk. You still got to walk. Just thinking, I was cracking up the other day. I just heard those beeps. This vehicle I'm driving right now has got all kinds of sensors going on. And Cheryl, that's not your car. So I saw the comment that she put up the other day on one of the audios. Cracked me up. I tell you what, we just have to, where we're at right now in the way that things are going all over the world, look, we touch and go when we get the chance, brothers and sisters. We put the word out where and when we can. We connect, we fellowship on the fly, we connect, but God's got his people engaged. Some of you may be doing a lot in prayer. Some of you may be out very actively engaged in projects and different things. Whatever it is that God has you to do, just as long as the Spirit of God is leading you, then go forward in that confidence. Go forward knowing that, you know, He's with you in that, and that it serves the larger purpose. And when you take what seems to be a hit, or you take what seems to be a difficult thing, His timing is also engaged in that too. And sometimes we may not see or know or understand, but you will after the fact. And if not even in this life, you will from an eternal standpoint. So you just want to trust. Let me give you a case in point. This is now going back a little ways, because I've lived a few years since then. But God opened the door for me to be able to do a master's degree, and I did one. And while I was doing my master's, you know, some different things happened along the way, which the timing of when I thought I was going to finish, and there were good things. There were good things that came up. But the timing of when I thought I was going to finish changed. And in the end, when I finished my master's, I finished my master's degree. I graduated on December 18th, 2000. December 18th, 2004. That's right. And I was on a flight on the 26th of December 2004 on the way to Sri Lanka, just for a little break. Now, what happened on December 26th, 2014, or 2004? And if you remember that date, that's when the tsunami happened. Now, crazy event, crazy times, you know, traveling across, flying, making changes in flights and doing all of that. But that timing of where I was and when I was there was very much in perfect timing for what God was doing. And if I had graduated a semester earlier, or if I had, you see what I'm saying, I would have likely been involved in something very different, where I would not have been in the place to be able to respond to what God would have me to do at that time with regards to the entire world of emergency management and disaster response and everything else that happened subsequently after that. Whole thing unfolded from 2004, from 2005 really onwards. But, you know, if I was to have just seen on, you know, Christmas Eve, that the world looked very different 2 days later. And so I just want you guys to recognize too that this is just a personal case for me that I share, but just to recognize too that sometimes, as long as you are trusting God and allowing Him to direct your steps, Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6, right? In all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct your path. You know, trust not in your own, lean not on your own understanding. You trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, He will direct your path. That's the place that we need to be in. Because if you're trusting Him, and you're seeking Him, and you're allowing Him to lead and guide and direct you, then you'll be where you need to be when you need to be there. And in the process of all that happens and all that takes place, you're going to be playing a role as part of the body of Christ in the much larger thing that's going on. And we may not see sometimes the significance of our role, of that opportune moment where you intervened, where you prayed for somebody, you engaged, you provided a resource, you made something known, you whatever it may be. You don't know the impact that your life could potentially have on somebody. I had the pleasure of meeting Jackie Pullinger. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but if you don't, you can look her up online. But as a kid, very young, I met her in the 80s. And I actually went on a fishing boat with her in the middle of the night and a bunch of other people. And I remember we were fishing next to each other. I caught 4 fish, she caught 6. And I think we were the only 2 people that really caught any fish that night. There was one other big fish that kept nibbling on people's lines. I remember meeting this person as a child, and this person having an impact on my life, leaving an imprint on my spirit. Was there any major conversations with this person? Not really. Was there any, oh, here, come here, son, let's have a talk about... No, nothing like that. It's just who this person was. And the Spirit of God coming through this person and witnessing to me, and certain just positive memories and impressions that affected me as time went on. As I grew later on to become, you know, a young adult later, and then, you know, an adult later. Those kind of things. Listen, you don't know the impact that your life has and your life makes. Do the thing that God has for you to do. And don't judge yourself. First of all, don't judge yourself, because you don't, you know, just don't. Just, you know, God is your judge. The Word is your judge. Align yourself with that and let God do that. But don't put yourself under the standard of what the world does. The world is always going to be asking you, what have you done for me lately? The world is always going to be asking you, you know, how do you stack up to our expectation of what success is? And in the world, success is everything that you can count, everything that you can show. What do you have to show for it? Okay, when you go and speak, how many people hear you? How many people are in that audience? Oh, there's a good one for even this kind of work. My buddy Zeph was recently talking about how they dial back the counters, and now they're... Because why? Because the worlders don't want people to see and to know just how far these messages reach and go. Because if you recognize how many people really had a heart for the truth that they try to keep it away from, it would also give you courage in your walk. So they want to make it always look like it's something fringe. It's something out there. Something out there that, you know, oh, it's just a handful of kooks. It's just a handful of extremists. No! Anybody that is alive wants this truth. Anybody that's alive wants the real thing. Anybody that's alive wants to walk with the living God. Period. And they will recognize, deep cries out to deep. And it doesn't have to have their religious label on it. It doesn't have to come through what it is that they have, their own constructs. No, it can come however it needs to, but they're going to recognize the Spirit behind it. The Son of Man came eating and drinking. You say he's a glutton, wine bibber. John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking. You say he's got a demon, right? But wisdom is proved right by his children, by her children. Interesting that wisdom is given the female tense. No, it doesn't need to have our label. What it needs is the Spirit that's behind it. And if it's the Spirit of the living God, go with it. If it's God leading and guiding you, follow that Spirit. Because, you know, in the time that we're coming into, in a time of the unleashing of so many things upon this earth, you know, including what's already been in the spiritual dimension of psychic computers and tracking and artificial intelligence and all that kind of stuff, and as that stuff begins to come into the natural, listen, it is going to be your listening to the voice of the Spirit of the living God and your listening to the quickening of the Holy Spirit that's going to give you what you need to come past all of that. You need to be able to respond to the living God in time, so that they cannot predict, and they cannot track, and they cannot, because they don't know where you're going to go. They don't know what you're going to do, because you're going to be listening to the Spirit, and that's the only way you're going to make it through this. But if you're listening to the Spirit, those are the true sons and the daughters of the living God, those that are led by the Spirit, John chapter 3. So, amazing times, amazing time to be alive. Walk in I Am, walk in the truth. Love the living God. Walk with Him. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Always love to hear from you. We'll talk to you again sometime really soon. God bless you all. And all right, talk to you soon. Bye.